Hello and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Zach Martin, editor of Regarding ID magazine. Today we're speaking with Brett McDowell, executive director of the Liberty Alliance Project's Bob Cantara Initiative. This is part two of our conversation with Brett, but before we dig into part two, first a word from our sponsor.
Picture a unique identity. Imagine that identity turning into one unique credential. Envision using that credential to enter facilities and log on to networks and applications. Diebold's Credential One solution mitigates the complexity and risks of managing multiple identities. Think one credential, multiple uses. Think Diebold Credential One. To learn more, visit www.credentialone.com.
Do you think organizations are finally realizing the issues with online identity and the fact that, you know, there really is no good way, unless you're a government employee and have a PKI card, you know, a FIPS 201 card, there's really no good way to verify your identity online?
Yeah, everyone realizes not only that it's a problem and it's difficult for users to do that and it's hard to verify identity online, but they realize that none of the solutions that are currently in the marketplace can solve the full continuum of the what I call the Internet identity continuum. There's nothing out there that's positioned to solve that problem for every context that a user might find themselves in. And that means that there's no way you're going to have this idea of digital identity that I can manage regardless of context. I actually have a different identity system that I'm using if I'm interacting in different contexts. And that's a problem. That's too much friction in the system. And it also opens up for, it makes the users vulnerable to attacks like phishing because they have so many different accounts that they have to set up. So we're realizing that it's a problem, and we're realizing that no one solution is going to solve that problem. And I think that's why you see Cantara Initiative in 2009 and not before 2009. So I think the stakeholders behind any one solution were still focused on trying to solve that problem on their own. And now we've realized we have to come together and work together. No one initiative is going to completely solve this problem on its own.
How far off do you think we are before seeing some sort of, you know, assured identity online, where you guys have some sort of level of interoperability, some standards out there that, you know, consumers can actually use?
Yeah, I think that we are very close to seeing a industry response, especially the word you used, assurance, that we're going to start looking at these different identity systems instead of the technology bits that hold it together under the hood. We're going to look at it at the level of risk that it mitigates. So something that Liberty Alliance has been working on is the Identity Assurance Framework that is the prodigy of a lot of work that the U.S. government has done to establish four levels of assurance, level one through four,
right,
and to put every application, every networked application, in the context of assessing its risk to one of the four levels, and then demanding a proper assurance level before they'll let anyone authenticate to that application. And we're Liberty Alliance is happy to have done the grunt work on that over the last few years and bring that into Cantara Initiative, where it will flourish and be embraced by, relevant to, and useful for all of the different technology solutions that you see represented in Cantara Initiative.
Who do you think is going to be the organizations that are going to be offering this identity insurance?
Right. Well, I think it actually can be clear. I mean, the good news is we're not trying to change the world here. We're trying to retool it. So if you look around where people are already doing this in the real world instead of in online world, you find things that are interesting. You find folks like Google and Yahoo who have, all of these users So they are already authenticating people at very little knowledge to no knowledge of who those people are. So extremely low level of assurance, but boy, a lot of users, a lot of accounts, a lot of authentication. And then you look at folks like the banks. Well, the banks are authenticating everyone who's banked. And the banked portion of our population is quite huge. So they already have an infrastructure at higher levels of assurance. And not only that, they're regulated. They're regulated under know your customer, quote unquote, regulation and requirements. So they're in a perfect position to provide us this solution at higher levels of assurance. And you can go on from there. In some countries, the government is playing that role. They're saying that's part of our job as government. You know, if we issue your birth certificate and we issue you your passport, then we should be able to issue you electronic credential to assert who you are. And the U.S. government is not one of those countries. They are looking to do this in partnership with the private sector. So it's going to be interesting to see how it flows out. But I don't think it's going to be a complete surprise to anybody who these people are who are going to be in this business. So I think there's just a couple other things I want to mention about, you know, the roadmap for Kantara Initiative. What can people expect Kantara Initiative to deliver? We talked about how, you know, we have to get everyone together, and we're gathering forces. We're gathering the contributions that are going to be necessary to harmonize these technologies and build these common policy frameworks. But we haven't talked about what we're going to do once we're all collected. And the things that Kantara Initiative is focused on doing is producing new work in the area of operational interoperability. So above the technology layer, assurance framework, how am I going to trust assertions from you? If we want identity to work everywhere, someone has to trust an outside party. To vouch on behalf of the user, or they have to equip the user to make such assertions themselves that have more validity than the self-assertions of today. So assurance frameworks, and Liberty started some great work there, but that's going to be something you can look to Kantara to further. Privacy. If you are a privacy zealot, then you might know about the different arcane privacy frameworks that exist. There are many. But you also look at that and see it's as fragmented as anything we have in the technology space, if not more so. So Kantara Initiative is going to be gathering up and analyzing the different privacy frameworks that exist, trying to make sense of them in context, and producing something like a privacy assurance framework so that we can assess how our personal information is going to be used from site to site based on, I don't know, level of privacy that we're getting and that sort of thing. And also liability. One of the things that's holding this back are the legal agreements between these enterprises. By enterprise, I mean any company. You know, I include Google in that conversation. So what is the contract like between these parties? And you'll find that because some of this is still innovative, that most of the, you know, everyday company, think about your insurance company, they need to start from first principles every time and say, let's understand what you're proposing to me here, and let's negotiate our arrangement from first principles. And the people that are out there in that industry today have come to us and said, we need some best practices published. We need some common frameworks, an industry standard approach to modeling contracts. And so we have the American Bar Association working with us on that project. So those are areas where we're going to focus, and we're also going to focus on making sure that any of the solutions out there meet a certain level of security. So we'll be trying to advise and participate in the different technology efforts to ensure that security is maintained, and interoperability. Now, how are you going to prove that any of this works? You know, we can produce it, we can write it down, and it can be a nice paperweight on your desk, or you can enforce it. And the way we've seen some success in enforcing these things in the past, like standards, whether they're technical standard or policy standards, is with certification. So you're going to see Kantara Initiative launch a number of certification programs. that address the entire internet identity continuum.
Great.
For enterprise, for social networking, you know, you're going to see us stand up assurance certification, technical interoperability testing and certification, and that is going to infuse the marketplace with the confidence to move forward with these solutions, because so many in the marketplace have not yet done so. So that's a little bit of what you can expect from Qantar.
Great. Well, Brett, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me, and I look forward to keeping in touch with you and finding out what's coming down the pike with Qantar and Liberty Alliance.